Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. From the greatest season in the last 30 years to a circus of a football season, the traveling road show continues as the Commanders will host the Broncos for Sunday night football, a game that is sold out at Northwest Stadium, a game in which Washington will wear their alternate uniforms, the Super Bowl-era throwback uniforms. You know, when the schedule came out, I said Washington has to win all three of the games in which they're going to wear the alternate uniforms to have any chance of making it to the playoffs. They haven't had the success they wanted this season, but they will honor the captains of the Super Bowl MVP, Doug Williams, Charles Mann, Dexter Manley will be there in attendance. Grant Polson reporting that the Commanders will also offer the classic concession fare Super Bowl era prices. I think this is the coolest thing the Commanders have done in like 20 years. I wish I was going to be at the game. 75-cent sodas, dollar popcorn, $1.75 hot dogs while supplies last. You might have to stop me from having 10 of them. The Commanders will offer $4 Bud Lights in the SeatGeek Legends Plaza all game day long. And look, I actually really think that the Super Bowl era prices are really awesome. I'm so glad that this ownership is doing this, and I want to continue to see more of an effort to enhance the fan experience. But I quickly wanted to give my Jaden Daniels take here because this has been the hot take all last 3 weeks here. I mean, Matthew Berry from the top ropes this week of NBC Sports saying that he's begging the Commanders not to play Jaden. I mean, what is he, a wuss? What is he, scared? Come on now. I hate being soft. And that answer is soft. I want Jaden to play. All right? And here's what I want to happen. I want this front office and this coaching staff to be extra cautious. And here's how I think that will happen. All right? The Commanders returned to practice this week following the bye, and a bunch of injured players were back, right? Will Harris, Noah Brown, Drake Jackson entered their 21 day. He talked about McLaurin having the speed, and they had a plan in place for Jaden. And of course, you know, for Jaden Daniels, practice is important. I think we've seen that in the last 2 years. When they went on their three-game losing streak last year, Jaden wasn't able to practice. The season has been off the rails this year since Jaden first got hurt and was not able to practice. He was limited all week long, status out for Sunday. That's what I expected. I expect him to then progress to being full at some point next week with the team traveling to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. I would like them to be extra cautious against Minnesota in a tough environment, and they're a damn good defensive team. Sit him out. It's not worth it. Let him get fully cleared so that he's confident and you're confident that he can take a sack, take a hit, and fall on that elbow. I think some of us think that Jayden Daniels is the greatest football player to ever exist. Dan Quinn told the media, Jayden needs the reps. There's only 17 of those. So it's pretty clear that I think the conversation needed to end about Jayden Daniels playing when your head coach told you, hey, he needs the reps. The front office told you he needs the reps, right? Otherwise, they would have put him on IR. And so I don't believe in wrapping him up in bubble wrap until next season. And it seems like there's such a divide in this fan base right now. Once again, I feel like you have to listen to your coach and the front office in this. And the front office must protect him. That's most important. But they also, part of their job is to develop him and to make sure that he keeps improving and you keep putting more talent around him. All right? There's only 17 games every year. It's such a small sample size. So he needs to play. All right? So he will be limited this week, and we know he's out Sunday. I think he will be limited the start of next week, work towards full by the end of next week, but I'm holding him out for extra precaution against the Minnesota Vikings. I am bringing Jayden back in New York against the Giants. I think he needs to play in a quick turnaround 6 days later on a Saturday at home against the Philadelphia Eagles, and he needs to play the Christmas Day game, another quick turnaround against the Dallas Cowboys. I think he wins that game. He looks good. Send him off into the sunset. You call it, that's his season. If he plays well and the team wins, you don't need to play him week 18 against the Philadelphia Eagles. But I would like to get Jayden Daniels three more games under his belt this season. I would like to get Jayden Daniels at least another 180 minutes of football and three more divisional games to grow his experience. And as bad as this season has been, there's still an opportunity here to finish strong in the division. Maybe catch the Cowboys, finish above the Giants. I would like that to happen. I would like to finish with some positive momentum. I think that the injuries were less of Jayden protecting himself and more of the offensive line not protecting him. They got beat left and right, and they need to improve. But I want Jayden Daniels to play again, and I would not force him back next Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. But I absolutely think that there's a reason he didn't go on IR. There's a reason that everybody said, you know, it was just a dislocation and got back, no ligament damage. He's taken this week to get back at practice, limited. Next week, back at practice, hopefully full. Can he learn to take a hit, right, and feel good about it? And then I'm bringing him back for the Giants game. And I want to see some positive play on the offensive side of the ball in this Giants game, Eagles game, and Cowboys game to close out the season. I also think it's very important that he plays the quick turnaround games because there's one thing that Jayden struggled at. I love Jayden Daniels. He's our franchise quarterback. His worst games have been on short rest. Thursday night football last year against the Eagles, Thursday night football week two against the Green Bay Packers. Short rest is tough for everybody, right? It's difficult for the coaching staff, right? You know, Cliff Kingsbury talks about all the time about how he stays up late and he's worried about the defense. And, of course, the Broncos might be the toughest test we're going to face this season. But it is so important that you go through your game plan. And this team, I think, has had the game plan this season. I'm not blaming the coaching staff for this season, except for maybe Joe Witt. I have not seen players execute. I've seen players in the right position, they miss a tackle. I've seen wide receivers wide open, they drop the ball. I've seen my tight end false start a million times and then get open and drop the ball or catch it and go down immediately because he's no Yak Zach. I have seen players not execute, all right? And I think that we have to put together a great game plan for this Broncos game, and even if we go get blown out, I want to see some effort. And again, against the Vikings, if we get blown out with Mariota, I want to see some effort, and then I want to see some wins in the divisional games in December against the Giants, the Eagles, and the Cowboys. We had the Chicago Bears, and they just looked like world beaters against the Eagles. The Eagles are not the greatest team in football again this year. They certainly have cracks in that armor, and the Cowboys are still in it. You know, so I, you know, as much as we were talking earlier about how Virginia Tech can end Virginia's season, I would love on Christmas Day to end the Cowboys' season. Right? I was eating Thanksgiving turkey with my dad on Thanksgiving, and he said, I'm pissed off. And I said, why? He said, because Jerry Jones is having a happy Thanksgiving. I said, I'm upset about that too. But you know what? We can ruin his Christmas. That's what I would like to do. Let's ruin his Christmas. Let's be the Grinch that stole Dallas' playoff spot. Or be the Grinch that stole home field from the Philadelphia Eagles. There's still something to play for here. Let's finish the fight and develop some momentum for next season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We want to open up the phone lines to you guys here. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. So the Commanders went to Madrid, and they put up a fight, and they definitely should have won that game. And it's still actually pissing me off because we would not have been like, I know we're not mathematically eliminated, but we would have been on the outside of the in the hunt graphic there with still a chance to grasp. I know this has been a wash of a season, but I want some damn wins. And it pissed me off that we lost that game because our kicker. So now we got a new kicker coming in. I want to hear from you guys. What do you want to see in the final six games of this season? Do you want to see some wins? Are you guys the folks that are saying, hey, tank, because we need a top draft pick for next season? We're going to get a good draft pick, whether it's a top three or a top 10. We're going to get a good draft pick. To me, the wins are still important. I want to see some wins. I want to see them put positive film on tape so that they can watch and get better. And I want to see improvement on the defensive side of the ball so that I have confidence in Dan Quinn and the defense moving forward next season. What are you looking for in the final six games of the season? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. It has been one of the most disappointing seasons in the last few years here for the Washington Commanders. There was so much excitement coming into this year, and I know a lot of this fan base is already turning on the coaching staff, turning on the front office, turning on several key players. I'm trying to stay positive here. I told you guys a few weeks ago I didn't want Dan Quinn fired. I understand why, you know, he took Joe Witt's job away from him. He wasn't doing a good job. And I did see an improved defense in the first week with Dan Quinn calling the plays in Miami. And that's what I want to see moving forward here in the final six games of the season. We're asking you, what are you looking for in the final six games of the season? 1-800-636-1067. I'll tell you, the top of my list is the year two guys stepping up. We need to know at the end of this season, what do we have out of Ben Sennett? What do we have out of Johnny Newton? What do we have out of Mikey Sainra still? Like, we have got to know confidently if those guys are building blocks of the future at the end of this season. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Pete in Maryland. Pete, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. My thing about the Commanders is, I don't care about beating nobody but Dallas right now. I don't care about beating nobody but Dallas right now. Go ahead and take the season. Get some good draft picks. We've got too many draft picks tied up in.
So you are just focused on Christmas Day beating the damn Cowgirls.
You can't let them sweep us, man. I feel some kind of way. These Cowboy fans are the worst fans in the NFL. They talk too much trash.
Yeah. I'm with you there. I kind of love that passage. So you're saying you don't care about our record as long as we don't get swept by the Cowboys.
As long as we don't get swept by the Cowboys. But I do want to see more out of Ben Sennett.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do want to see more out of Savage there also, like you said, and Newton.
Yeah. I mean,
see, we got no guys.
What do you think has happened with Sainra still? Is that bad coaching or what?
I think the guy's pretty good. I just don't, you know, some games be, you know, real good. I think he has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
It's his second year, right?
Yeah, I think he's a little undersized, and that's making it tough for him. You know, also, wide receivers to the NFL, those are the freakiest athletes on the planet. It's got to be tough for him. I want him to do better in the man-to-man situations where I feel like he should use his speed to his advantage.
Now, we need to really evaluate. I mean, I think he had like a three-year contract. The other corner we got from New Orleans.
Lattimore's done. We're cooked.
Yeah.
He's got to be finished.
He's trash.
Yeah.
But as far as kicking the last game, he's 41. I'm just trying to figure out what happened to the guy, Cyborg.
Cybert?
We got him on the Jets practice squad. He came with us and was 13 for 13. We beat the Giants off all field goals when he first got there.
Yeah.
He only got injured, but this should be well by now.
I don't think he's gotten picked up right now. He did make 7 field goals in a game. Zane Gonzalez was hitting field goals as well. The kicking position is absolutely a blemish on Adam Peters' resume. He's going to try to fix it again with a San Francisco guy in Moody. Hopefully it works, but I still believe in Adam Peters, but it's a huge blemish on his resume now for sure because that cost us multiple games. Let's go to Matt in D.C. Matt, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, I love your show. I got a note. You've got the wrong take on this season regarding the Eagles and the Cowboys.
All right, let me hear it.
Here's what we need to have happen. Not want, need. We need to root for the Cowboys in every game except the one against us. We need to root for the Eagles to lose every game because that will make the Cowboys the division champions this year, continuing the streak of no repeat champions. Then, when we ascend like a phoenix from the ashes in 2026 and 2027 to lead the NFC East and, frankly, the NFC and, frankly, the NFL, then we take our true and rightful position as kings of the NFC East. That's the way.
I like the prediction, and nothing would make me happier than seeing Washington rise next season. But I have to ask you a question. Who would upset you more watching a playoff game in January, Philadelphia or Dallas? To me, it'd be Dallas.
No, Philadelphia.
Why?
You're stuck in the past. If you're like, ooh, I hate the Cowboys, you're stuck in the past. Right now, the lead of the NFC East is the Eagles, period, end of the sentence. They are the ones with the target on their back. They're the ones we want to see stumble. Period.
Right, but here, hold on. No. But here's the thing, though. I am living off the past where Dallas hasn't won a Super Bowl in longer than us. And I love that Dallas hasn't had that success. And so, look, I want Dallas to keep being a failure every single year. There's nothing makes me happier than watching Dallas lose. It pissed me off they had a happy Thanksgiving. So, like, I understand that Philly has been a rival recently and they've gotten the upper hand on us. But at the end of the day, Dallas sucking is more important than Philly sucking in my mind.
We are on different pages on this. Unfortunately, you're on the wrong page, but I appreciate it.
Why are you on the right page with this? Just because of the damn trend of 23 years since Andy Reid and McNabb?
I'm on this because the Eagles are the number one team in the NFC East. They would be the repeat champions, and they deserve to fall. They're the Super Bowl champions. You seriously would like to see the Eagles go 2-for-2? Is that what you're saying?
Here's the thing.
I just want to make sure I understand correctly. You want to see our NFC East Eagles be repeat Super Bowl champions. That's what you're rooting for.
I want to see an organization that is well-ran with a great general manager and Howie Roseman have success, while an organization that has a buffoon of an owner keep failing. I want the Cowboys to lose every single game they ever play.
And that's the beauty of having a buffoon like Jerry Jones, is you know they are not going to succeed in the end. That's why we should be rooting for the Cowboys over the Eagles to win the NFC East this season.
I don't know, man.
Your time. You got many other calls, and I will take it off the air from now.
Well, you had a good Friday because the Eagles lost. I had a bad Thursday because the Cowboys won. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Little in D.C. Little, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Adam, always good to chop it up with you.
What's up, dude? Let me help you out, Adam.
Shout out to your man, Wes. Let me help you help the DMV out moving forward. Man, Adam, I had a chance. I break down the tape and looking at all the games, man. And from the Chargers game, you know, to the Kansas City game, we put up a fight. But, Adam, I'm going to tell you now, moving forward, Kingsbury got to go, and we got to get rid of Witt. I'm going to give you two people I like to see them bring in here. I like to see them go after Mike McCarthy because Dallas uses Mike McCarthy offense right now. I like to see him come in as an offensive coordinator. I like to see them go get Lovie Smith. Let me tell you why I feel a kind of way about Kingsbury. Adam, you know, you look back at some of his play calling. How many times we get 8 yards on the first down and then we pass sideways and we lose 2 yards
yeah.
on second down? And then we don't complete the pass on third down. We 3 and out. So the defense suck and win off the bat. That's the beginning of the game. How many times we get inside the 5-yard line and we try to run the quarterback sideways and we lose 2 yards?
I want to hear you respond to this, man. I love your passion. We last year did not punt in multiple games. And you want to move on from that offensive coordinator?
Come on, dude. I got one more scenario. I'm going to throw it at you, and I'm going to get off the line. We call a counter trade in the Chargers game twice, and we spring Bill. We ain't seen that play called since the Chargers game. We pulled Tussle in the Kansas City game up the middle, and we had Bill follow behind him for 18 yards. We ain't pulled Tussle yet since the Kansas City game. See, man, I break down the tape, Adam. And I've been looking at it, man. I've been looking at how Kingsbury been calling these plays. You know what I'm saying? And it makes me think. I think we think you're tanking, to be honest.
Here's what I would say. I think Cliff Kingsbury's been dealt bad personnel. He hasn't had Jaden Daniels.
I like to see Love and Daniels in the backfield together. And guess what? These Cowboy fans, they coming out. And I was down Chinatown Friday. They all, man, they got the hats. They coming out, the flags and everything. But guess what? They ain't going to do nothing but get in the playoff and lose. They ain't going to do what we did because the JD5 won 2 games on the road. Until the Cowboys can win a playoff game on the road, then you holler. They ain't going to do nothing but get up in there and lose in the first round. You heard it from Little, Adam.
God bless you, Little. Yeah. I do want to say this from last year. That's looking back on it, what's so incredible. Not that we won 12 games, really. Not that we did it with the rookie quarterback. Not that we had the rookie of the year or Terry McLaurin's 13 touchdowns. It's the fact that everybody bet against us in multiple playoff games, right? Everybody said, Tampa. They're the home team. Baker Mayfield, they had won a playoff game the previous year. Blah, 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 we won. And then the entire planet picked the Detroit Lions. And we had the best game plan offensively I've ever seen. Little, I'm sorry, but I love Cliff Kingsbury, and I'm sticking with him because I just think he's been dealt a bad hand this year in terms of the personnel he's had on the field. But that game plan against Detroit, on both sides of the ball, we whooped him. And so, I mean, last year, it wasn't just the regular season success, but it was the unbelievable playoff success that made it the most incredible football season of my lifetime. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take more of your phone calls next on The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A1 Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. That's where you can catch me Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. I just got a tweet from Chris. It's so dumb that the Eagles went for two. Mike tweets me, AWOD, nobody seems to be factoring in the low probability of getting two more offensive possessions without allowing any more points. We were talking about analytics ruining football earlier today in the Friday night, Black Friday game between the Eagles and the Chicago Bears. Then we got into the Commanders, and here's what I'm looking for in the final six games of the season. The number one thing on the list is I need the year two guys to step up. The top of that is Johnny Newton. I just don't know what happened to the point where he's losing snaps to Sheldon Day and Eddie Goldman. Like, those are guys we picked up off the street and been on the practice squad. He was like a second-round pick. Like, that doesn't make any sense. He was a Big Ten player of the year. Make it make sense for me, Dan Quinn. Why is he not getting opportunities? What are you seeing in practice? Why does it seem like Mikey Sainer still has taken a big step back this year? And Ben Sennett, I haven't seen Ben Sennett. I haven't seen anything designed for Ben Sennett since like week six. I want more Ben Sennett. So year two guys have to step up over the final six games of the season. Year one guys getting more opportunities. Play the young talent. Sit the veterans. Like, what are we doing with Zach Ertz at this point in the season? All right? Like, we could talk all that we want about should Jaden play, should Jaden not play. I will raise my hand and say Zach Ertz should not play. Zach Ertz should not play. Like, I really respect Zach Ertz, love his family, heard they've been great in Ashburn. I don't really want you to be a Commander anymore. Go back to Philly. Like, you're not the future of this team. The final six games need to be playing for the future. It needs to be all Senate, a little bit of Yankoff, some John Bates. I don't need to see Zach Ertz false start anymore. Zach Ertz, I salute you for helping us win 12 games last year. You were terrific in the red zone. You're not the same player this year. We're not the same team this year. Sit the veterans. I'm not playing Bobby Wagner 100% of the snaps anymore, right? Like, I'm sitting a lot of veterans. I'm desperate to see improved play from the offensive line. Like, I want to see Sam Cosmi get back to mauling people over. I want to see Tyler Biadasz have a solid game where it doesn't feel like he's missed anything, right? Because a few times it seems like he's just missed a call and somebody's gone right by him. I want to see Laremy Tunsil be at an all-pro level. I don't think he's been at that. We have to find a kicker. We'll see how Dan Quinn continues to be as a defensive coordinator calling plays. Jaden, like to see him look like himself, and got to find another wide receiver. Maybe it's Treylon Burks, maybe not. Maybe it's Jalen Lane, maybe not. But we need some other production from another wide receiver on this roster. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Raymond in Dulles. What's up, man?
What's up, buddy? How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, what'd you tell that guy? You said you're living in the past where the Cowboys ain't won a Super Bowl since we did.
Mm-hmm.
Commanders ain't won a Super Bowl since 92, you idiot. 92, you dummy.
Okay. We haven't had success
Cowboys,
either.
Cowboys won a Super Bowl since 92, dummy.
Okay. I was off by 2 years. Good call,
right,
Raymond.
Well, we've won two or three since y'all have.
How many drinks have you had today because you're celebrating the one Cowboys win you've had in a few weeks? Good for you, dude. We'll see you on Christmas. I can't wait till Jerry Jones loses that one. All right, let's go to Steve in Maryland. Steve, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good morning.
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, so I just want to piggyback on one thing. Like, sure, we had a great run last year. But the guys in the barbershop and the hair salons and all over the place, let's get out of last year. The bottom line is, regardless of our injuries or not, they have not played good football, period. I'm talking about the guys that's on the field that's collecting checks. They have not played good football. Last year we beat Detroit, but they were injured. They had 11 starters out. We didn't give them no grace whatsoever. We went down there, we bragged, we kicked their butt, but they was down 11 people. We didn't give them no grace. Why do we get so much grace here? Because of the injuries. It's part of football. The guys that's on the second level and third level that made this football team a part of the 53-man roster, they've been playing football since Pop Warner. They
right.
Can't set an edge. They can't tackle. I'm talking about the guys on the second level and the second level.
No, I get that, but let me ask you a question, though, right? So, the reason I'm bringing up last year is because I agree with you. The players have not played well this year. But I'm not going to fire the coach or the coordinator offense because this
year's
been bad.
I'm not implementing that at all.
Right.
No, I'm not implementing that at all.
But that's why I'm bringing up last year is because I'm trying to say that we have seen this regime have success.
No question about it. But I'm just talking about the overall infrastructure of the organization. The Patriots, the Kansas City Chiefs, once the season's over, they move to the next year. That season's gone, and they won the Super Bowl and then go back. We are stuck in what we did last year because we haven't done it in so many years.
That's why. You're right. There are people that were not born the last time we had success.
No question about it. So let's get out of last year. It's a different schedule. We played second and third string quarterbacks last year. We get a different schedule because we won some games this year. So we play these teams. Was that roster really that good last year? Probably not. But we played some teams this year that kicked our butt, regardless of if it's the second, third. Terry McLaurin, I don't think, would have made a difference in a lot of these football games. We got our butt kicked on defense, period. So we can holler about Terry, and Jaden probably would have made a difference. But Jaden's still a rookie quarterback. Let's let him learn. He's not a top 10 quarterback yet. We are all over the place. I just think we need to get out of last year. Let's move forward and let Brian Mitchell said, let's get back to the building the team. Like
so
you just
let me
said,
ask
let's
you,
get Zach
how many,
out the Bobby
how many
Wagner
years,
and all this. Let's get these guys out of here.
How many years away are we right now with this roster?
With this roster, we got to go back into the draft. With Wagner and Ertz and these guys are done. Wagner's best years, he made $100 million with Seattle. His best years are behind him. He can't. He shouldn't be on the field on third down. And I would say maybe 2 to 3 years. We got to go back into the draft. You look at Emmanuel Forbes right now with the Rams. This boy may make the Pro Bowl. I mean, so a lot of this stuff is scheme, you know, and who's calling the plays and who's up front. We never had a pass rush. And with the Rams now, you look at Emmanuel Forbes, they got a pass rush out there. So it makes him look much better than what he was.
Oh, 100%.
We didn't have one here.
I don't want Emmanuel Forbes back, though. You're not going to change my mind about that.
I wouldn't want him back, but it proves he can play. Look what he's doing with the Rams. I mean, he's picking the ball off. It's a whole different scheme. He's another ball player.
Yeah, but I think that comes down to, first off, all right, he's got a much better pass rush. Number two, their offense is scoring like 40 points a game. He can gamble. He can take some of these risks.
But that's what I said. I said he has a pass rush up front.
Yeah.
Who knows what he would have been here if we had a pass rush or a different scheme or better linebacker core when he was here. If Ron Bird wasn't here, I don't know. Coaching matters in the NFL. We've seen that. We've seen it with Sam Darnold and all these other guys. So all I'm saying is let's get back to building the team. We had a decent run last year. We set the city on fire. Okay, but that year is over with, and we got to move on next year. You go around the city, barbershop, all they talk about is what we did last year. That's why we can't win. That's why New England wins. That's why. That's not why
we're not winning, but you said earlier why we're not winning. It's because – all the guys, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, the guys that made plays last year are not making plays. And so, it's time to move on from the veterans.
It's time to move on. They was on 1 year contracts. They came in cheap. You know, even bringing in Von Miller this year was a mistake. $6 million. For what? He's done nothing. Nothing. He's made $6 million for six sacks. I mean, let's get these old guys out of here, and let's go back through the draft, and let's build the organization and not get stuck on what we did last year.
But here's the thing. Hold on. You have to admit this. Last year is so important because last year started the clock. The clock is ticking. You have to win before Jaden gets paid because then it's going to be too tough to put together a competitive roster. The clock is ticking.
Oh, no question. No question about it. They're gonna have to get this kid $350-400 million. Absolutely, it's gonna. You see with the teams that with Buffalo, but they still managed to keep a roster going with paying Josh Allen the big bucks. Even Dak Prescott, Dak's the highest paid in the league, but they still managed to get ball players. We're gonna have to do that. We're gonna have to pay Jaden, and they're gonna have to pay other people too. They're gonna have to manage the salary cap because if you don't. You can pay Jaden $45, $50, $60 million a year and him not have the personnel offensively and defensively, he's still going to lose. We're going to go 6-11, 6-12. It doesn't matter.
I appreciate the call, man. I hope that doesn't happen. But you're so – look, it puts more an emphasis on what Adam Peters has done and what he needs to do moving forward because it does feel like the building blocks that we thought we had last year, they're just not as stable as we thought. And so, yeah, I mean, we got to get back to the draft board. And we need to bring in 7-8 impactful players. The problem is don't have that many draft picks. It's just this is going to be one of the most difficult jobs Adam Peters has had since he got here as the general manager. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Steve Zabin coming up next. He'll be live at 12 noon. You're listening to AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. I told you what I'm looking for in the final six games of the season. I want to see some fight. I want to see that these players believe in the coaching staff, that they fire off the ball on defense for Dan Quinn, make plays around the goal line to get red zone stops, got to find a kicker. I'm desperate for improved offensive line play and another wide receiver to make some plays downfield. But the one thing on the top of the list is any guy that's in year two, now is your chance to step up. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. We've got Mike in Fairfax. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, AWOD? Love the show, man. This is a great discussion. So here's my issue. Yes, I agree. I want them to succeed the rest of the year, and I think, sure, I want to see players step up, especially the younger ones, to see who we have and what you know their abilities are. But I think there's a much bigger issue, and this isn't popular to say. I'm going to keep it real. I think it was Linnell that was on yesterday morning with another commentator who kept it very, very real. And I'm concerned about not only the injuries, I'm concerned about coaching. I don't think Cliff Kingsbury has done a good job. He did a good job last year, right? He did. We could all agree about that. But guess what? He's been figuring out, dude. If you're sitting in the stands and you know exactly what play is going to come, and that's exactly what's happening, that's a problem.
Yeah. Mike, I'll let you keep going, but let me just say, Kingsbury with Jaden Daniels is much better.
That's my other point. And this is blasphemous to say around here. I get it. This isn't going to be a popular call with people, and I'll probably get trashed, and I'll take it. And I'm being honest when I say this, okay? The first game last year when I watched Jaden Daniels, I thought, dear God, this guy's going to get killed. He's not going to last. I'm not a fan. I love him off the field. He's a great guy. He's a super nice guy. He has a great attitude. He doesn't divide the locker room. I just don't see him being successful in the NFL. The reason I say that, he's got talent, clearly. But the way he runs, he still runs as if he's in college or in high school. Unless he gets ahead of that, and there's a coach that can fix that issue, which I just don't see. He's a deer in the headlights. I don't see it. I'm not thrilled with Jaden.
Did you feel like Jaden was putting himself in harm's way last year? I just think, to me, this is the difference this year is it's a lousy defense. He's trying to become Superman, and he is putting himself in harm's way.
Let me ask you a question. Seriously, you know more about football than I do, ever will, honestly, all right? And I'm probably way off, okay? So I know there are other running quarterbacks in the NFL. If you look at Kansas City, obviously, Patrick runs, right? But he does it in a way that's different. He's not taking huge risks, and he's also twice the size of Jaden.
Yeah.
You have other quarterbacks in the NFL that run, but they don't rely on that. And also, it was broken down on film by a very credible ex-player that at least this year, I understand he has some issues with injuries. I get it. He's not reading the field well.
Look, you're totally correct. And I think Kurt Warner broke it down. But let me say this about Jaden first, all right? Number one, he hasn't had his weapons at wide receiver. Number two, it's pretty much a brand new offensive line. Left tackle's new. Left guard is new. All right, right guard was new for most of the season. Right tackle was new for most of the season. So new offensive line, new weapons on the outside, new running back. We have to admit, he was handing the ball off to B-Rob and Austin Eckler. So, like, new everything around him, not having the weapons that he need at wide receiver, a tougher schedule as well, and the injuries. To me, that's what is the product of this year of Jaden Daniels. Rather than, well, he's not a good quarterback anymore, and he's injury-prone. I think you have to consider all the factors that take place this season.
You're absolutely correct, and I'm glad that you pointed that out. Even with all the people, like, he's the type of quarterback that every single piece has to, everything has to be absolutely perfect. He doesn't come across as the type of quarterback that can handle certain schemes, and it's he panics. I hope you're right. I want him to succeed. I want the Commanders to do incredible. I'm a huge fan, right? And I love the guy. He's a good guy. I'm not thrilled with the way he plays. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But, no, anyway, I think it's all recency, man, because this season has been a nightmare.
I hope I'm wrong. I am not a hater on. I like that he is an awesome young man. The guy represents the Commanders well. great guy. I cringe when I watch him play, man. It's as if I'm watching him back in college and he hasn't broken that. I hope I'm wrong.
Look, I get what you're coming from, Mike. And my only thing would be, last year, at the beginning of the year, I started to feel the same way as you, that he was going to struggle if he only ran and he was taking too many hits. But in front of our eyes, I watched him develop as a passer and be able to spread the field and throw it downfield. And he had 5 touchdown passes against the Eagles to give us our 10th win last year. And I know we just had a caller, stop talking about last year, but I saw so much good from Jaden last year that I can handle the bad that I've seen this year. And I think you put all the factors together, and I think he will have a better performance when he gets back out there this year and next season. He needs help. Like, I think every quarterback needs help. I mean, even Mahomes struggles when his guys are not there, and they're not even having the greatest season. And as much as you're saying he puts himself in harm's way, a lot of that to me this year was the bad offensive line play. Micah Parsons got right past the right tackle. He got hurt, right? He got hurt. And in the Dallas game, we completely whiffed up the middle. And then he gets hurt in the Seattle game, in which, of course, we could talk about why he shouldn't have played. But he got hit by a rusher, and he fell on the elbow. And it was a freak injury. And they kind of have said multiple of his injuries this year have been freak injuries. And look, he hasn't been able to stay healthy this year. But I'm not saying he's injury-prone yet at all. It's been year 2 of what hopefully will be a 15-year successful career here in Washington. We'll take more of your phone calls next. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.